Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Art Berman, petroleum geologist and shale play expert.
So what you're referring to is that we've gone through two very significant oil production bubbles in the last 50 years. And so back in the 1970s, there was the so-called Arab oil embargo, big long gas lines in the United States, and those of us old enough remember that. Started with the 1973-74 so-called Arab-Israeli war, and then the Iran-Iraq war caused some more problems. And so between the late 1970s or mid-70s to late 70s, oil prices went really, really high. In today's dollars, you know, there were like $120 a barrel. And that lasted for not very long. And what that does is it creates huge dislocations in the global economy because the world runs on oil. It did then and it does now. And so prices collapsed and we went through a period from basically 1982 until, you know, as you say, the 90s and, to, you know, into the early 2000s, where oil prices were extremely low. They averaged something like, you know, about $35 a barrel in today's dollars. Then they started increasing again in the early 2000s, reached a nosebleed level in 2008 of almost $150 a barrel, went down a little bit during the financial crisis, and then went right back up to over $100 a barrel for 4 years between 2010 and 2014. So the collapse in oil prices that we're living with now is the second adjustment, you know, the dislocation in the global economy to having to deal with really, really high oil prices. Everything runs on energy, and oil is the dominant form of energy in the world today. You know, you make things, you gotta manufacture them, that uses energy. A lot of that is electricity for sure. But you transport things, you use oil to move things on ships and in trucks and whatever, and we're driving more, and transportation is a huge source of consumption of oil. So we popped the bubble for a second time, and we're living with that right now, and it's going to be a while before that corrects itself, is my guess.
Final thoughts, final word, and the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Jason. So a couple of things, you know, going back to the podcast that the Department of Mineral Resources had, you know, they acknowledged the fact that, you know, the gas-to-oil ratio was increasing, and they dismissed that as, oh, well, that's just normal. That's what happens. And of course, it does, but they didn't address what I really made a point of, which was now it's decreasing. That means that the energy in the reservoir is declining, okay? And it's the expansion of the gas that brings the oil to the surface, and if the gas is now declining, then there's no energy to bring the oil to the surface. The other thing they said, they addressed the increased water cut, and they said, oh, well, you know, basically he doesn't know what he's talking about, and that is because the water percentage in the Bakken and the Three Forks are different, and so he must be, you know, mixing and matching and including them all because it's higher for the Three Forks, and, you know, they made that, you know, kind of go away, and you know, what they're saying may be true, but that doesn't change the fact that the percentage of water is going up, and that's not a good thing. So, you know, those are my concluding comments on the so-called rebuttal to my observations. But to go back to the point I made before for your listeners and for the public in general, you know, we got to get real about this. I mean, the Bakken is not different. Shale plays are not different from, you know, from traditional oil fields, oil plays, and oil production. They're like people. I mean, you grow, you reach a peak, and then you get old, you decline. And so to think that, well, this is unthinkable, how can this possibly be happening, is basically unrealistic. It defies the laws of nature. So there's nothing wrong with this. The Bakken is a great play. It's going to continue to produce for a long time, and it's going to make people, you know, some money, but it's, you know, to go back to what it was is unrealistic and unlikely. And if you drill more wells, the rates will go back up a little bit, but it's a diminishing returns kind of thing. You know, you're running through what's left faster. So, you know, it's been a good run, and it's added a lot to the economy of North Dakota and the United States, and we should all celebrate that. But the better days are behind us. That's my conclusion.
To listen to the full-length interview with Art Berman, shale play expert and petroleum geologist, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.